Valor, written by John Gwynn and read by Damian Lynch.
Chapter 1. Uthas. The year 1142 of the Age of Exiles, Birth Moon. The cauldron was a hulking mass of black iron, tall and wide, squatting upon a dais in the centre of a cavernous room. Torches of blue flame hung on the walls of the chamber, pockets of light punctuating the darkness. In the shadows, circling its edges, long and sinuous shapes moved. Uthas of the Benothi giants strode towards the cauldron, his shadow flickering on the walls. He climbed the steps and stopped before it. It was utterly black, appearing to suck the torchlight into it, consuming it, reflecting nothing back. Just for a moment, it seemed to shudder, a gentle throb like a diseased heart. A muffled request from the chamber's entrance reached him, but he did not move, just continued to stare.
"What?" he said eventually.
"Naman sends for you, Uthas. She says the dreamer is waking." The giant sighed and turned to leave the chamber. He brushed his fingertips against the cauldron's cold belly and froze.
"What is it?"
his shield man, Selak, called from the chamber's doorway. Uthas cocked his head to one side, closing his eyes.
"Voices, calling to me." "Nothing," he murmured, unsure whether he heard or felt the whisperings from within the cauldron. "Soon," he breathed, as he pulled his fingers from the cold iron.
A shape slithered from the shadows as he walked towards the exit. It blocked his way, gliding about him. A worm, white scales glistening as it raised its flat head and regarded him with cold, soulless eyes. He stood there, still and silent, let it taste his scent, felt an instant of unease as he waited, then the snake slithered away, its huge coils bunching and expanding, back to the shadows to rejoin its brood. He let out a breath.
"Come then," he said, as he strode past Selak. "Best not keep Naman waiting."
He glanced at the chamber's dour-faced guards, all wrapped in fur and iron, as he marched past them. Salak's footfalls followed him. In silence, they passed through the bowels of Murias, the last stronghold of the Benothi. It was nestled deep in the highlands of Benoth, carved into and beneath the grey, mist-shrouded land. In time, they reached a wide staircase that spiraled up into darkness, and soon, Uthas was muttering under his breath, the old pain in his knee gnawing at him as he climbed higher and higher.
"Betshach," he swore,
thinking of Naman waiting for him at the top of his high tower. Selak chuckled behind him. Eventually, they were at a doorway. Selak nodded to the warrior standing there, Sreng, Naman's shield maiden. She opened the door for them. The room was sparsely decorated with little furniture apart from a large fur-draped bed at its centre. A woman lay upon it, slender, sweat-soaked, her limbs jerking and twitching. A white-haired man sat beside her, his huge bulk crammed into a chair, holding her hand. He looked over as Uthas and Selak entered the room and stared at them, a ruined scar-latticed hole where one of his eyes should have been.
"One eye," Uthas nodded. "How is she?"
Bala One Eye shrugged.
"Where is Naman?"
"I am here," a voice said, drawing Uthas's gaze to the far end of the room.
A figure stood in an arched doorway, framed by the pale day beyond. Naman, Queen of the Benothi.